We're here to talk about something that affects a quarter of a million women in the UK every year. You're not alone, though I know it may feel like it sometimes.
Oh, sorry.
Are you joining us, love?
I'm looking for the way out.
Ah, straight ahead on the left. Would you like a leaflet? I'm Heather. I run the support
group. No, thank you. I'm late. I didn't sleep a wink last night. This is not the cheeriest of tales, is it? There's no rhyming couplets, no lift the flap surprises. That's not my mummy. Her eggs are too crappy. Her stories are too bloody. Hang in there. You have to hang in there because, spoiler alert, you're the happy ending. We need some light relief. You know that thing when you're smiling on the outside and dying on the inside? First, there was the pod, and then there was Smudge. Excuse me?
Is this... Just a second, please. Trevor! Where's Trevor?
No idea.
I'm not sure if...
Oh! Trevor, calm down now. We got a lady here needs a wheelchair. She in labour. I don't know.
Be loud, Faze.
Thank you, Trevor. How can I help you?
I was coming home from work and...
Gestational diabetes test.
First door on the left. Yes?
I forgot my sample, sorry. Have you got,
End of the counter.
Where's the ladies?
Second on the right. Yes?
Bleeding quite heavily. I don't know where to go.
All right, love. You're pregnant how many weeks?
7 weeks. The size of a blueberry.
You need to go upstairs. You've been to EPU before?
I had a missed miscarriage last December.
One moment. Trevor? Bring a mop, please.
Don't I need an appointment?
Well, you're here now, aren't you?
I'm here for a sweep.
Birth centre or labour ward?
Birth centre. I think.
Okay, back out to the corridor. Take the lift on your right. Careful of
Can I take the lift in the corridor?
Oh, Trevor, up to the labour ward. I hope they're expecting her.
It's the same floor, isn't it? EPU.
You need to walk through the car park into the main hospital building where someone will direct you. Oh, is it all on iPads now? Fourth floor.
Thank you.
They're not all like that, everybody. Don't panic.
Along the corridor, through the double doors, not the first lift. This one. Fourth floor, please. You can't miss the lift, because to go any further, you need a special badge. That gets you back through the door to the maternity unit, where the happy stories are told, and liked, and retweeted, and decorated in animated confetti. But here, in the EPU... We whisper our stories. I do not see grief in this waiting room. I do not see physical weakness. I see stoic women waiting because there is nothing else we can do.
Sorry about the wait. If you call first next time, we can usually squeeze you in.
Next time.
Are you here on your own today?
My husband's away. My brother's stag do.
Anywhere nice?
Cornwall.
Murderer pasty. Right then.
We knew to be cautious with our news. Andy's parents had asked us not to tell them until we were in the second trimester next time. I had some spotting, so we came in for a scan. And there was a little grey smudge on the screen. No heartbeat yet, but that's normal, they said. We were sent away to wait and see, with a hopeful smile and another photocopied information sheet.
Pregnancy of uncertain viability.
But this time, the egg sac was not empty. It held the magical beginnings of a human. So, Andy went to Newquay and I waited.
How old are you?
38.
Then you've got time.
He hasn't done the course.
So, as established by the ultrasound, we can safely say this pregnancy has ended. Pregnancy loss in the first trimester is very common.
Miscarriage bingo. Very common. Tick.
It's important to know it's not your fault.
Tick.
At least you know you can get pregnant now.
Tick. I had a missed miscarriage last year.
Yes. And a four-year-old son, it says here.
Stepson.
Right. Well, the soonest we could get you back for surgery is next Thursday.
Tomorrow?
A week tomorrow. And it may be that in that time you miscarry naturally.
Would I see the...
Just blood. Clots, etc. At least it was early.
Tick. My eyes fill with tears. He stares at his clipboard.
I could try to get you on to the end of today's list. Tonight, probably, now.
Sorry, list for
the emergency list for ERPC surgery today, as you're here and you're bleeding.
What do you think I should do?
Labour ward, sorry.
I'll do it.
Great. So, you have elected for an ERPC, evacuation of retained products of conception. There are some risks, bleeding.
I've heard this speech three times now. It means nothing.
There's risk of damage to organs around the uterus.
The first time Andy was holding my hand, nodding in the right places.
1 in 1,000. Are you happy for us to send it for histology, genetic testing?
I didn't think I got any testing.
You don't, not until, unless you have a third miscarriage. Then you are, you would be officially recurrent.
Right.
Right. Next, there's the SD1, sensitive disposal form. So this is talking about the what you'd like us to do with the tissue we've removed.
Just close your ears.
The options are we can incinerate, cremate the tissue.
The baby?
Yes, the baby.
It's not bloody Kleenex.
Or would you like to arrange a private funeral? If you want to collect the baby, you have to bring your own box. What do you think?
I don't know. The cremation.
Great. I just need you to sign here and here. Check this box and sign at the bottom there. You may find it easier to think of it as a pregnancy, not a baby. We see lots of women here, and the next time we meet, they're usually pregnant again.
Tick, tick, bingo. I counted 3 blue, 2 pink, and 1 its twins balloons on the way to the gynecology ward.
Amy Brooks, from EPU.
And then I waited. It was just a smudge. Nurtured secretly since a blue line appeared on a testing kit. But you were that small once, so was I. And you do not get pregnant in increments, Heather says. I asked Andy's mum to pick up Alex, and we both did a bad job of pretending she couldn't guess why. I texted Andy, and then ignored his calls while I streamed Beetlejuice on my phone. There's nothing like Tim Burton to make you okay with death. I waited for the nurse, then the doctor, then the anaesthetist, who cancelled once, but I begged and he came back later that night. They put me to sleep. And the next thing I hear is...
My baby? Where's my baby?
I listened to the brand new crying all night. As the door to the labour ward swung open and shut. I checked myself out as soon as I could walk.
It's straight ahead and on the left.
Slipped off to M&S in a taxi, and then straight back to the office.
Mom!
Hang on. You okay?
Just dropping off the kids at the pool.
Nice. Don't forget to wash your hands.
Yes, Mom!
He was 2 the first time he said it. Groggy after his bottle.
Night, night, Mama.
Clings to me like an orangutan.
I love you, Mama.
He was probably just trying to say Amy, but it stuck. We haven't told him about you yet, but we will. Not long after we lost Smudge, your Auntie Kate had her baby, Benedict. It means blessed, but she looked knackered. Got stuck on repeats. Any news? Mum said, you need to get back on that horse, Amy. Which I said was an odd way for her to talk about her son-in-law. Upstairs starts shagging on a schedule, which provides distraction from the other noises that come every night from now on. And he was right. I needed, wanted a break from being trapped in a body and a brain that I could not rely on. Stop! I focus on the things I'm good at. Apply for a promotion, get fit. We start house hunting. New beginnings, Andy says.
As you can see, this is the largest of the rooms.
Then Alex comes home from school one day and says, when can I have a baby brother or sister? And I am angry with everything.
Yeah, it's interesting location.
A quirky 1950s bungalow on the edge of an industrial estate as described.
And was that a tip that we passed on the way in?
Recycling centre. It's what we call urban chic.
It's what we call urban chic.
Would the neighbours mind a bit of home improvement, do you think?
Little gasoline blowtorch.
I don't think so, Andy. Can I call you Andy?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Obviously, Andy. On the one side, there's the car wash. And at the back, well, those residents tend to leave each other to rest in peace, shall we say? Let me show you the garden.
It was huge. Overgrown shrubs with a big old cherry tree at the end of it, masking the cemetery behind.
It's south-facing.
We can't grow anything on our shady patio, can we, Ames?
Nope, we can't.
That blossom smells incredible.
It's got the best compost. And you'd need to be in by August.
July. Isn't that right, Ames?
Andy smiled. The estate agent winked.
Can I use the bathroom?
If you're desperate.
And then we need to go, babe.
39, the ticking gets louder anyway, so I stopped cycling, reduced my hours, add a sprinkling of baby dust, and...
There's baby.
Where? I can't see it.
On the screen.
Andy booked the private scan for peace of mind.
You've paid for the bonding video.
Bonding? What the...
Yes, please.
It's a girl!
Well, we don't know that yet, mate. It's only 8 weeks old. Amy, look. It's heart. Can you see it? Al, it's flashing.
Twinkling. She's called Twinkle.
But I must not bond with this little blue line.
When was the first day of your last period, Mrs. Brooks?
Let's take a moment, shall we? Today is a good day. Today, I saw you on the screen. Heart beating like a drum. Just like hers did. Dr. Harris said you were perfect. But one day at a time. Today, I am your mother, and you are my baby. I love you. I do, by the way. I know I shouldn't, but I do. I have no control over anything. I need to stop